You are listening to Issues and Ideas here on KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Randall White. Thousands of bicycle riders and support staff are passing through San Luis Obispo County today, part of the 14th annual AIDS Life Cycle. They've raised an estimated $15.5 million for services including HIV testing, medical care, and prevention campaigns. Last year, four riders were unable to complete the journey after being hit by a driver on Highway 1 in Monterey County. Cal Poly graduate John Pearson was one of those. He and each of the other riders who were hit didn't let the crash get them down, however. They're all back at it again this year among those pedaling their way through the Central Coast. We had a chance to speak with John just prior to the race. John, welcome to Issues and Ideas. I'd like to start with you telling us what you remember of the crash.
Not very much. Mostly what I remember is riding along and there was a line of traffic to my left, and then there was a break in the traffic, and I had just enough time to see that there was a truck. But like out of the corner of my eye, you know, if you like hold your hand out like at arm's length to where you can just see your hand without looking at it, that's what I saw. And the next thing after that was just kind of waking up on the ground, you know, just being aware that I was on the ground and all the people moving around me and not really knowing what happened. And I specifically remember lifting my head up. I was on my back, and you know, lifting my head up to look around. And somebody telling me not to move, and I just listened to them. And then it was just a flurry of activity. It's all kind of blurry after that.
How bad were your injuries?
I have a tibia plateau fracture. So right underneath the kneecap, the tibia, you know, is right there. And at the top of it, it had a split in the side that went down, not the entire length of the bone, but, you know, a significant amount. So that was the worst. And then I also had a pretty large chunk of skin and meat taken out of my chin also, probably by the buckle on the chin strap of my helmet. Mm-hmm. But that was the only head injury that I had. Well, and scrapes on my face, but those were minor.
What was recuperation time like?
8 weeks. I had to sit 8 weeks, non-weight bearing. You know, I could move around with crutches. I could go swim, which was nice. I could go to the gym and do like some upper body weights. So I wasn't completely and totally like stuck, but I couldn't go home to my apartment because I have 17 stairs to get from my living room to my bedroom, which just would have been a nightmare to try and navigate. I also couldn't cook for myself. Like, you don't realize all these things that you do with your legs that you can't do if you're up stuck on crutches. So I stayed with my parents for that whole time, and they took care of me.
How did your friends and family react when you told them you planned to ride again this year?
I mean, I was high on morphine when I registered for the ride again from the hospital bed after my surgery. But there was never really any question for me of not coming back to do it again this year. I haven't really had too many people be like, oh my God, that's amazing. But it's more just, you know, like, I talked to my mom about the fact that, like, you know, I'm doing all this training and, you know, we have a family trip that's the week before I need to leave for the ride. And I said, you know, I have to get back. I can't stay there very long because I can't take that much time off in addition to what I'm taking off for the ride. And she said, oh, you're riding? Well, yeah, Mom, I'm riding. Yes. This is what I've been riding my bike for this whole time. So, you know, I think that's the most reaction, really, I've gotten to it. Most of the people that I know who I've talked to directly about it, like, they know it's something that I do. And so I don't think they're all that surprised.
What is it about this ride that inspires you to take part in it again, even after suffering injuries in a bad accident?
You know, it's such a hard question to answer. I've only been out for, 5-6 years, you know, and growing up in high school and in junior high, you learn about HIV as part of, you know, part of your health education. Mm-hmm. But we never really got a lot of context around it. You know, we were just sort of trained to think of it as this horrible, scary thing, which of course it is. But there's no context. And So then when I started dating, I met someone who was HIV positive. And, you know, it put me into this panic because I had a lot of, you know, scary imagery of, you know, people dying, you know, and you can never live a healthy life and all of this, you know, just negative connotation. And we didn't date further. We've since become very good friends. You know, it's great. It's actually a long-lasting friendship. This is several years that we've been friends now. And I learned from him, you know, that people can live long and healthy lives. I started volunteering when I moved to Long Beach and learned more about HIV there and what it can, you know, what it means for people, and signed up for the ride because I finally had a job and a schedule that allowed me the time to train. And, you know, it's really important to show people that, yes, you know, these people can have long and healthy lives, but also that came at a cost, you know, both a dollar cost and a lives cost. And, you know, for my friends that I have met between then and now who are HIV positive, for, you know, all these people who have gone before, I broke my leg. That's it. That's not very much to give. Not compared to, you know, what everyone else has given. And I have benefited from that. I've directly benefited from that through all of the education and the research and the information that's out there. I have directly benefited from that. And all I had to do was break a leg.
Tell us about what you witness along the ride each year, which takes you from San Francisco to Los Angeles, the vast majority of which is the Central Coast. Are the communities, for the most part, supportive?
You see so much just positivity and support everywhere you go. You know, at the end of the first day when you ride into Santa Cruz, there's a woman who, her brother died. He died from AIDS. And she's out there every year with a sign. I can't remember his name right now. But every year she's there. She goes to their pride parade that morning and then comes and sits with this sign to just cheer us into town. She's right at the edge of town. She's the first person you see, you know, and you can stop and talk to her and she'll tell you about her brother and you'll cry. You know, the second day you go through the Salinas Valley, you don't see very many people in the Salinas Valley, but, you know, there's a few. And people who know people throughout will leave signs of support, and everyone can kind of take those for themselves. But Bradley, they're fantastic. They have completely and totally embraced us. I mean, the town isn't very large, but they basically shut down for the whole day just to have us come through, and, you know, they barbecue, and the kids that are in elementary school all make buttons for us to put on our bikes, and there's a woman who turns out she does animal massage, like horses and things like that. But, like, as she said, muscles are muscles, and she'll give you a massage on your lunch break. And, you know, and of course, like the barbecue, it's a fundraiser for them. Yeah. Those kids, their field trips are funded by us coming through and buying barbecue. You know, but even better than that, I forget the name of the little town just past Bradley, but there's a mission there, San Miguel. And we have our last rest stop of the day in this garden inside the mission, you know, a Catholic mission, and 2,500 people, about 50% of them gay, come riding through. And, you know, the fourth rest stop every day is it's an over-the-top party. you know, every year there's a drag show and a garden party at a Catholic church on the Central Coast. And you can go out there and see it. But again, they, you know, they take a collection, you know, they ask people if they can just, you know, give a little bit of money. And that's why there is a garden at the mission in San Miguel, or so I've been told. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's a lot of support.
How about as you head further south into Santa Maria, Lompoc, and that stretch? That's where it becomes a costume party, right?
Oh, Red Dress Day on day five, yeah, as we leave Santa Maria. having worked in Santa Maria for a while, yeah, that's a very conservative town, and again, very over-the-top costumes. But, you know, it's there's not as much outpouring of support as you go through Santa Maria, but you know, there's no heckling or name calling either. And really, when you have 2,500 bikes coming through your town and clogging up traffic, especially right there when we leave Presker Park, I mean, that's a lot for them to give up. So it is pretty generous that they let us come through, and that we are treated, you know, as well as we are.
Cal Poly graduate John Pearson, one of the 3,000 plus riders and volunteer support staff passing through San Luis Obispo County on this Wednesday as they raise more than $15 million for AIDS services and awareness. You are listening to Issues and Ideas here on KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm News Director Randall White.